You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
A new report has revealed the number of people sniffing petrol in Australia's Indigenous communities has reduced significantly over the past decade. The University of Queensland Longitudinal Research into Petrol Sniffing and Other Substance Abuse Trends in Indigenous Communities final report was commissioned by the Australian Government's Department of Prime Minister and Cabinet. The aim was to find out how effective the government's low aromatic fuel program had been at reducing petrol sniffing. Conductor of the project, Professor Peter Dabbs, says the results show the LAF program is working.
The prevalence of petrol sniffing has continued to decline in the wake of the rollout of low aromatic fuel. It's not a complete solution, and petrol sniffing still happens, but it has been highly effective overall in reducing levels.
The government first brought in low aromatic fuels in 2005 in order to stop the growing number of Indigenous people from sniffing petrol. Sniffing petrol gives a person a temporary high by sending chemicals into the lungs, blood and brain, but over time it can cause permanent damage and even death. In the wake of the program, the number of people in Indigenous communities sniffing petrol has reduced by 95% between 2006 and 2018. The results have been warmly welcomed by the Minister for Indigenous Australians, Ken Wyatt. In a statement, he says while the reduction is encouraging, more still needs to be done.
The Morrison government remains committed to the production and supply of low aromatic fuel, in partnership with the fuel industry and local communities, as a strategy to reduce the scourge of petrol sniffing. This study shows the strategy is working and reducing incidents of this highly destructive behaviour.
The long-term study sampled 11 regions between 2013-14 and 2018. The data revealed 6 of the 11 regions have fewer people sniffing petrol, 4 had little or no change, and only 1 experienced an increase. An increase Aboriginal Drug and Alcohol Council CEO Scott Wilson has seen in recent years.
Unfortunately, lately we've seen the rise in people actually going back to petrol sniffing. And there's a range of reasons for that. Obviously, you know, if you've got people who can make money, let's be honest. You know, if I've got a jerry can full of petrol, I know I can sell that on some of these more remote communities to Aboriginal people for the purposes of sniffing.
In 2018, the 10 to 14-year-old age group also recorded the highest amounts of people sniffing petrol. Professor Dabbs says the findings show solutions need to be found to stop young people engaging in the behaviour.
The decline in sniffing petrol has been predominantly amongst older young people. I mean, all these people we're talking about are young, but it's been more marked amongst the people at the older end of that scale, which means that there is still a continuing issue of, in some places, of petrol sniffing and, for that matter, other volatile substance use by very young people. And that, I think, that's an area that certainly requires attention.
A sentiment shared by Central Australian Youth Link Up Services co-manager Blair McFarland. Kaylus is a regional program aimed at reducing petrol sniffing amongst Indigenous communities in Alice Springs. Mr. McFarland says while there has been a reduction in the number of Indigenous people engaging in petrol sniffing, LAF doesn't address why people sniff in the first place.
It really works well as a prevention activity, and I think the most successful health initiative that's ever been rolled out into the Indigenous domain. 94% reduction in substance misuse sustained over 10 years. It's pretty outstanding. But the problem with it is it's great at preventing sniffing, but it doesn't actually address the root causes of sniffing. The reasons why people turn to inhalant misuse are not addressed by simply taking away that substance.
The need for the government to address the root cause of substance abuse in Indigenous communities is an issue ADAC CEO Scott Wilson is passionate about. Mr. Wilson says there needs to be greater investment in providing Indigenous people and communities with the services they need.
Unfortunately, I suppose governments are always after a quick fix, and fuel without the diversionary type activities and also maybe pathways to employment and things like that that sort of look at why people might be petrol sniffing, or whether it's getting caught up in a regional town where you're drinking or getting access to other drugs. What are the reasons for that? And that takes a little bit longer and obviously a bigger investment.
a sentiment Professor Dabbs agrees with. In particular, he says there needs to be greater focus on providing young people with activities.
What's needed is a program addressing the needs of young people, because a lot of the drug use that does take place, it's what's called polydrug use. That is that people will grab hold of whatever they can, so they're not necessarily, you know, marijuana users or petrol sniffers. They're young people who are using drugs, and in some cases quite harmfully.
Minister Wyatt has vowed the coalition government will continue working with communities as well as organisations like CAILIS and ADAC to improve the lives of Indigenous Australians. For support, contact Lifeline on 131114 or Kids Helpline on 1800 55 1800. Bethan Smolenik, SBS News.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.